Welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question is, Martin, should Facebook be banned at work? I used to be a manager in a large corporation. I would regularly see members of staff losing valuable work time messing around on Facebook. So is a ban the answer?
Well, that presupposes that the time that they're on Facebook would have been spent productively otherwise. And I'm sure as a manager, you know that just because people don't have Facebook on doesn't necessarily mean they're working hard at the time.
That's a real cop-out, Martin. Let's be honest. People on Facebook are being distracted, they're faffing, they're not, you know, the more time they spend away from their work, the less chance they are of actually doing it properly. I remember seeing one particular guy. He was involved on a social media instant messaging site, and he would spend all his day going on and off this instant messaging site, never finished on time, and then needs to complain to me that he worked long hours.
Yes, well, you say that's a cop-out, and I say academic studies show otherwise. There was a study by the University of Melbourne in 2009, which showed that people that did engage in the occasional break to surf the web, check YouTube, look at Facebook, what have you, are actually more productive, actually 9% more productive. One key thing to point here, though, is that these are people that are moderate internet users. The study did say that people that are internet addicts, I think I might be in that category.
Might.
These people are considerably less productive if you're an internet addict.
Now, you mentioned the word occasional when you were talking about these people who are supposedly more productive. So what marks out occasional use of Facebook at work?
Well, actually, what I found interesting in this study was that it said these are people that spend less than 20% of their time on Facebook.
Oh, is that all? Only 20% of their time? Is that time in life or time at work?
I think it was work time, 20% of work time on the internet. It's a staggering amount, but the numbers stack up if people spend less than 20% of their work time on the internet. So somebody doing a 40-hour week, if they spend less than 8 hours on... it sounds like a staggering... Seems unbelievable.
Do you believe everything? Do you believe everything academics say, Martin? Because this is absolute rubbish.
I tell you what, now that I'm saying it aloud, it sounds ridiculous. But apparently 9% more productive. I'd be interested to maybe we can get hold of the author of that study and question them about that. Interrogate them.
Interrogate, mock. You mean more than anything else? I'd say there's no doubt in my mind that Facebook is a distraction. But the question is, is it worth banning? Will employers benefit from banning it? And we've worked in lots of companies where they're not allowed to get access to Facebook or even LinkedIn. And yet that's a business-to-business network.
Do you know, I just don't think a ban is a sensible way to go. Even ignoring the study that I mentioned, people do need a break. And you can't, if you ban it on the laptop, people, or ban it on the workstation, whatever, people still have it on their mobile phones. And, you know, if you do go on, check your Facebook status or update your Facebook status, check your friends' statuses. If you do that, you know, once an hour, it takes you 5 minutes. It's not a huge chunk of the working day, but it gives your mind a break. It gives you a bit of respite and does help keep you productive.
So you're talking then on a 7-hour day, 35 minutes spent on social media. I'm already giving them an hour off for lunch, which is probably a liberty anyway, since lunch is for wimps. So an hour and 35 away from work, yet I'm paying them, I don't know, whatever I'm paying them. That's just rubbish.
I just think you're a Scrooge.
Yeah, well, you might think I'm a Scrooge, but, you know, most business owners think the same way as me.
So
what is the way to change their minds? I mean, you can throw out these studies from people in Australia, but come on. A break... How is looking at Facebook a break? It's not. It's more screen time. They should be out walking dogs. Well, obviously not work time. They should be out.
That's the answer. More dog walking.
Getting a fresh breath of fresh air. Going to have a coffee. What happens? Talking to other people. You know, for 5 minutes. Even fag breaks are better than...
How many times have you been in an office and been told to stop chatting? Happened all the time when I was working in an office. A quick check of Facebook never did anybody any harm.
And if you want to have your say, you can go to www.statussocial.co.uk.